we're going to try an experiment later with Christina and Vanessa. We're going to try and can you hear me?
Do you want to sit down?
Yeah, could you bring it? I'm not really that. I'll put it behind me in case I need.
So you said you wanted to sit down.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so Christina and Annette are going to read with me to the last poem. The poem's called Lament, and it was programmed at Bay last year. Now, we've seen the text for maybe 5 minutes, so it's going to be pretty rough. Do you know the brilliant readers? Can I just... Oh. Can I see the... Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to do maybe 10 short poems and then the lament, if that's all right. Okay. This is called Three Shorts, and it was published in the Galway Review. Road Lake rushes to, pours its pools onto the pathways. Mercury mirrors dot them, imaging the trees' dark sway. Dawn song, one song, a lone song of blackbird, wren or thrush. Note rises, pipe up to crescendo, a tree's apices, spring's green rush. One song arises, dawns abode. Two songs, lone song or more, sweet the air. An after storm, from the tree the bird soars. Okay, these poems have been published in different places. I'm not going to introduce them. Okay, The Bird Keepers will be published in Skylight 47 in next week. The Bird Keepers. I know three places that they go, and the birds wait in congregation on pitched roof, tottering lamppost, in the tree corals, they wait mute. Gull and urban pigeon, rook, starling, wood pigeon, and magpie all wait. Sparrows await the later crumbs. The blackbird desires garden apples. I saw a bird keeper once with her bird eye, her empty bag, her melt into the crowd's anonymity. I saw her just leave a squeak of gulls in her wake, tearing at the good bread. She directed her gaze onto me and I thrilled with the recognition. Each day at the right time she had walked to a reach of grass at the four roads. Opposite the park were herons. Her bag later stuffed into her ordinary jacket, her streaked hair, her impassive gull eye. I lost her image in the crowd. Those others, the bird keepers of unlikely corners at the meeting of roads and roundabouts, carry a backpack, a trolley, one a man, the other a woman. She is old now. This poem's called Descent from Kirkpatrick. Has anyone found Kirkpatrick? No?
Well,
you
have.
You know the top is kind of crumbly.
Yeah.
I went down it. Not on a religious occasion. Descent from Kirkpatrick. Remember the placing of each and every stone. Remember the bone-white light of each one beneath the bones of your feet. Remember the queer light they cast for your dream. He knocks the stones together to get out the green. Remember with your feet as you descend that there's gold in the mountain and that the stones skim circular on the bed of the stream. He knocks the stones together to get out the green. Remember the placing of each and every stone. Remember the bone-white light of each one beneath the bones of your feet. Remember the queer light they cast for your dream. These songs are, there's four read songs, so I'm only reading one, were published in a chapbook by Smithereens Press on June 4th, I think. Whistle in, sing the hollow pipes of birth bone or leg tube joined to two. Leach into soil's black trauma, a double reed will always carry down its muffled tune from contours of leaf to nub of root. There is bone substance to the fallen bough as there is to the winged bird, both perfume. A merlot's barely encloses both the feathers and the knot, the shell, maybe. I'm trying to keep my book open so that I in the village after Mark Scal. This poem was published in Cranach and I read it up in Galway. I in the village. Dewdrops into jade, a three-quarter moon. Love, your uprooted flower dissipates its scentedness onto my hand. Soon, soon recalling to me a certain music. My fate was always to leave the place where moon danced with subtle Neptune. All dissolves save your remembered face, your laughing in the street and your dancing to the moon. Your daydreams and your flower are my jewels. Shading everything green and purple, a rich blue. Dew drops into jade, a jeweled moon. Her white flower dissolves under blue. I remember a face now caught into light, now a tone, a jeweled ring, a certain bright hue. I'm skipping poems. Go along. This is called "And Her Yellow Music Caught in the Throat of Birds," and it was published in Burning Bush, and also as part of the Olympics. There was a Fiona Shaw and an artist did a light ceremony that surrounded the Olympics, and I submitted this in 2012. I waited a minute on the wind on your roof outside. She had been waiting me in the middle of the day, having come warm over those seas to find me. High over the little streams and the lakes she came, and she playing and she jumping, crying and talking in my ear. She had carried her warm music over those streams and over the frail blue flowers that grow on the lakeside. And you were sleeping soundly. I left you, I left the city for a little time. I left the noise of the city to wait on the little breeze to bring me news, and her yellow music caught in the throat of birds. Agus a kill we a hogal is gone up na inaha. Chaplet. These are two poems that I wrote actually soon after death, but they've been picked up and published in a few. The latest one was When Women Waken, which is an American journal, and they're trying to get women writers from all over Europe and the world. And the person who runs that site is called Anora McGaha. And if anyone's interested in her, she runs the Books by Women site and is always welcoming of poems, and has specifically mentioned she likes some Irish women's poems because she likes the music of our voices. Chaplet, a conversation amongst trees. I cannot hear what they are saying, that young girl and the trees. Their whispers are intimate, ceaseless. I am sunk into a conifer hedge, tamped into a wall, threaded into the blue ivy. This is a warm chaplet against the rain, and I would lie here if it wasn't for the sky. The sky will not skew to my vision. Body conspires with green leaf to trust me forward. I have a few women in the wall poems. This is called Bower and it's the second part of Chaplet. I am come aware that it is time for this to cease. A mead of daisies whiten on the windward side of a grove of trees. They are white blown meath a silver beach, their hues balance. And if I step at once from the shelter of this close bower, will it hold? This poem is called The Lunist Gardens, and again it was published in Books by Women and the Diversity Blog in Penn International Women's Writers Group, and it's quite a long one. I wanted to say a brief word about this. Aluna, the Aluna of the Lunist Gardens, and her husband John were the people who stopped gold mining on Croagh Patrick. Their house was right at the reef. Before the house, behind the sea, a garden. Before the mountain, behind the house, a circuit of trees. before the small house behind the grey sea, a strip of lawn enclosed with box. Before the tall mountain behind those six white walls of house, rows of young alders a circuit make. Before the house of tree steps up, behind the rocky strand down to the sea, a wild field conceals her garden's bloom. Before that shadow the reek casts onto green fields, behind the grass rolling and tumbling to rocky beach, her lawn encloses varieties of bees. Before Kirkpatrick, the reek, a mazed world wherein shadows split. Before the house where grasses tumble to rocky shore, behind the sound where gathered the gulls, a small ingress, a light step to roses bloom, lawn of green. Before the cloud-shrouded reek, behind the house with fish in the windows, there is a forest of trees, a flitting child. Before the small house where winds flute and bassoon mock the squawk of gulls, a strip of lawn to where butterflies play. Before the sheltering reek and behind this small house of gardens, a simple circuit of trees, birds sing there. Glenlock at Isilgon's grave. Isilgon is buried in a corner of Glenlock, and her headstone is an Egyptian stylus, and this little grey granite bird carved in the head of the stylus. So beside the rocks, arch back, silica of bird leans into a granite stylus, a grave bed, green seabed of flowering heads. Chatter of tree hacks through windmills beside Anstrahan Gal. Gold coins in stream glitter out to me. A small a cloud there, her gulf stream ruffles my feathering, toll the bell. Blood thickeners clouds blood against, let her eat the disease. A gelid tall cloisters the bloom, all that glisters is not white and not laden with grease. Precarious migratory spectacular. This is the only poem that's about stone cutting. The stone waiting my palm has sprung a cathedral. Heart jumps walking in flesh of its passing grace. Groin vaulted, high as. No bird ever escaped to soar this high. There is no blood, no feather, no bone here. The stone cannot make the bird. I'm wondering how I am for time.
Do you want to write a couple more?
At the limit, it's about 4 minutes. Okay. This is called Jewel Box, and it's about a fallen fledgling, but it's also about the colour blue, for some reason. The claw, the egg, the jewel box, blue burnt through and through. The glass shard, remnant, an opulence of sky. Shell did not conceal blue, blue sky, or this feather dream. Wind wrought, brought down, its red swollen out, down in the mud, a point in blue, burnt through. Wind caresses white, secret in, nor awakened spring. I saw the claws, the hands coming, the frosted gloom. Okay, this is the last one before the lament. It's called Three Red Things. The three red things are a red umbrella with a black lace trim, spoke shattered, it belongs to my mother, does not match my abstract and faux snaky blouson jacket. Alfred Schutz's The Enigma of Evil, a memento mori from his old library. Its red cover is rain-glued sodden. I bind myself to a tree. A shopping bag, very red, not much to say about it. It is the third red thing. And I am in the park, moulded to the body of a tree. Its roots are moving beneath my feet. I am afraid it will tear up from the soil's hungry drinking as form crystallizes and assumes its almost shape within the silica of the holding skin. beneath crystals wipe and tungsten lunge into the exact point and drain, then seep from the vessel encasement, not sustainer, until form becomes a stone dress. Press to drop by drop, raindrop and sinew, the whole woman. Not tamped in onto the still living soil, a new shape. Embed in the bone and the living sinew of the still warm blood, slowly so and infinitely blue, the milk flow from crystallizing breast, a stone dress. Material as silk soft, caul or veil, can be sweet as silk or rain or blue. Rain sinews against and into chalice of womb, half into the wall and often not still, alone bird night sings, and a tremor of rain runs liquidly down bodice and gather, as gradual operation of hand upon hand, hand on stone, make a pleat, a stitch, a frame thread, on bodice sequined for silica plinthing. These are the laments of women who have lost their children in war, but the women don't realise that they are they're dead too. It's very tearful, but Christina and Annette are going to read two voices, and Christina's just going to read the text in full, and myself and Annette are going to read the laments. I'll start.
Okay.
Love alone, lonely, my child, small one. I cannot see where you lie. I awaken, weeping, small love. I cannot see where you lay.
Oh, love alone, lonely.
Wrapped safely into my side. I awaken, dreaming of you, my distance.
I cannot see where you lie.
My distance. I cannot put.
Small love. I cannot feel where you lay.
I awaken dreaming, I cannot feel where you lay, small child of mine.
My distant I cannot touch.
Alone, lonely, miserable am I, lost in a world of shades, without your sweet face.
Wrapped into my side,
without your sweet face, I hide away.
Miserable am I, lost in a world of shades, oh miserable am I. I cannot touch, I awaken dreaming.
I cannot find
oh, love alone,
which you lay,
I awaken dreaming. I cannot touch the cloths, the veils. Oh, love alone, lonely, miserable, miserable. Children,
alone,
small ones,
lonely,
I cannot
my
feel
child, small one, I awaken.
Oh, love
baby.
Alone, lonely.
I cannot
miserable
feel
am
where
I
you lie, my distance.
My child,
I cannot
small
touch
one.
These cloths,
I cannot see
you
where
lay
you lay,
wrapped into my side.
Small love, I cannot feel where you lay, wrapped into my side, I awaken.
I cannot touch
on
the cloth,
my
the veil is between
touch
you and
I. Awaken dreaming of your small
alone,
love.
Lonely,
I
oh love,
you
without your small body wrapped into my
small
side,
wrapped into
I cannot
side
feel
alone,
where you lie.
Alone, lonely,
sleep
miserable am I.
I
lost
dream
in a world of
that are
oh, miserable
you
am I.
And
I cannot touch,
face,
I awaken
my
dreaming.
Business.
We love alone,
I
awaken
touch
dreaming. I cannot touch the cloths, the veils. Oh, love alone, lonely, miserable, miserable. Children, small ones, I cannot feel where you lay.
That is?
Okay.